Hi, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ. Thanks for taking a few minutes today to think about God's Word with me. Today we'll be talking about prayer, but let's recap what we talked about so far this week. We've been opening Paul's letter to the Colossians and taking some brief commands he gives them to be our themes this week. On Monday we read that we need to walk in Christ, depending on Jesus and His teaching to guide us. On Tuesday, we read that we need to set our minds on things above, thinking and acting with a spiritual focus. On Wednesday, we read that we need to let the Word of Christ dwell richly among us, and we talked about what a wonderful blessing it is to sing spiritual songs, to teach and encourage each other, and also to praise God. Today, we want to read Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, where Paul tells the Colossians, "Devote yourselves to prayer. Stay alert in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open a door to us for the Word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains, so that I may make it known as I should." Some versions say, "Continue earnestly in prayer." We should be making prayer a central part of our lives. Just like singing, which we talked about yesterday, prayer is such a blessing. It's an avenue to speak directly to God. It's not just something that we do to feel better. If we are righteous, God is truly listening to us when we pray. 1 Peter 3:12 tells us that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayer. And God has the power to make a difference in our lives. Paul recognizes this in our verses here when he asks the Colossians to pray for Paul, even when he's a prisoner, so that God would open a door for them to preach the word of Christ. Paul knows that prayer changes things, because prayer reaches our all-powerful God, and God is able. We see a tremendous example of someone who devotes himself to prayer in the same chapter we started in Colossians chapter 4 and verses 12 and 13. That man is named Epaphras. We read here, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. He's always wrestling for you in his prayers so that you can stand mature and fully assured in everything God wills. For I testify about him that he works hard for you, for those in Laodicea and for those in Hierapolis." Epaphras is in prison along with Paul, yet he spends much of his time and efforts praying diligently, devoting himself to prayer. He's praying for the Colossians to be mature, to understand and be settled in God's will. We might not think about prayer as being a way we can work to help others, but that's what Epaphras is doing here. And Paul's letters describe in detail many of his prayers for the brethren he's writing to. Just like Epaphras and Paul, we should pray for others. We should pray for their spiritual maturity and strength and understanding. We can pray for their physical health. We should be praying for our leaders in the church and in our country. We should be praying for our enemies. We should be praying for our families, for ourselves, that we can resist Satan and stand up against temptation. We should be thanking God for our many blessings. There are so many topics we can pray about that we really don't have a good excuse not to pray often, to devote ourselves to prayer and continue earnestly in prayer. If you do struggle with knowing what to pray about, read some prayers in the Bible. Read some verses about prayer. You could also have a prayer list where you write down some sins you're struggling with or people you know of that are having a hard time. Pray for Christians in other places. Thank God for Jesus, for your food, for simple blessings in your life. Devote yourself to prayer. I hope this series in Colossians is helping you. It's definitely helping me. Thanks so much for listening today from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. For more short talks and sermons, visit our website at churchofchristatoakland.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.